Now, there was very good news for Snow Patrol fans this week because the band have announced some outdoor shows for next summer. And on the line now, I've got Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hello. How's it going? You all right?
I'm not so bad. I'm buzzed to have you here today because it's so exciting for all Snow Patrol fans, including myself, because you're going to be playing Cork and Belfast next summer.
Yes. Cork on the 19th of June, Virgin Media Park, and Belfast, the Belsonic, on the 21st of June.
Unbelievable. And, like, these gigs are a very long way from when you guys played your first ever live gig in the Duke of York pub in Belfast. How many people were at that gig, Gary?
Beyond our friends, I can't remember. I think maybe 10 people.
That's pretty unbelievable for the 10 people who are there. Like, you know, you're going to see you guys doing all this now. It's so exciting. I read somewhere, and I love this so much, right, that you said there's a difference between a gig and a show, and that's something that you learned when you guys were touring with U2. Do you explain it to people?
Yeah, we played with U2 many times. They had us on tour, on the Vertigo tour in 2005, and in three stages of the 360 tour between, I want to say, 2009 and 2011. Mm-hmm. Every night I would watch the whole show. I must have seen U2. We played with them 50 times. I would have watched them 50 times. Okay. And I used to just take notes. Because it was like going to, you know, university.
Yeah.
for a musician. Just the way that Bono as a frontman was able to make the person sitting the furthest away in the stadium feel like they were standing in the front row.
Yeah.
Because I watched it from every part of the stadium, you know, in different shows. I'd be at the front, I'd be at the mixing desk, I'd be at the everywhere you just felt like the gig was being performed for you, and that to me sort of, you know, like not going on stage in the clothes that you arrived at the venue and things like that. There's details where, you know, you get dressed up to go on stage, you know. It's like, and for me it's not a sparkly costume or anything, but it is, you know, like different clothes that put you in a different mindset, just small details that just make it a show rather than the, you know, the first 10 years of our career when we were playing gigs.
Yeah.
And that's great. There's amazing things about both, of course.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's amazing things with gigging, but you guys do put on a show. I saw you at Electric Picnic in 2022, and it was one of those weeks. It was the first time ever in 10 years that I hadn't made the whole Electric Picnic weekend, and I only made it down for you guys at 9 p.m. that night. And oh my God, it was such a show. It was fantastic.
Thank you. The gigs...
are following the release of your new album, The Forest Is The Path, in September, which hit number one. That must feel really good to come back after 6 years and get a number one selling album.
Yeah, that was our first. It was our first in 18. So yeah, it did feel good. We maybe thought those days were behind us, but you know, for us at this stage, this is our 30th year as a band, and it's really just. The great thing is getting an album out at all, and then going on tour, you know. So we're just delighted when we get music out in the world and we can go back and play live.
I love how small you make it sound, Gary. Yeah, we're just throwing something out there. It's like, and everyone's gagging,
well,
chomping at the bit for it. You've talked about The Forest Is The Path, and you said it's the biggest sounding record you've ever made. That would make a great album to play live, I'm assuming.
Yes. We're gonna learn. Obviously, we want people to have a fun night. So yeah. It's not an exam. They don't have to learn the new album to come and see us play. We do want to play some new songs. You know, maybe four new songs, and the rest sort of songs that people would be familiar with. But we want to play different ones every night because I think this album does lend itself to having. To having quite a few played live. So, I mean, I think the first 8 songs are really sort of tailor-made for big gig situations. So I think we're all excited about that.
Do you have that in mind when you're recording an album? Do you think, like, oh, this will work live?
No, not really, because, I mean, it's very hard to get yourself in. They're two very different mindsets. So it's you're really not thinking about it. I don't know if other musicians, other songwriters are able to sort of put themselves in that place, but I can't. Maybe I'm not very imaginative, but I can't really think about playing in front of an audience when sitting in the rehearsal room or in the studio, you know, writing a song or recording a song. So it's really only after we finish. I mean, I think the last album we released, Wildness, we finished that record and then didn't. We got to it and we loved it, and I still love that record. But it didn't really lend itself to live, you know. Yeah. Whereas this one I think really does, and it was both were kind of accidental. One didn't lend itself, and the other one did, and we didn't really plan it, you know.
I enjoy as well how you gave us all the disclaimer too. Like, yes, you've got new music, and you will be playing some new music off the album, but you will have all of your hits and all the great ones that people love too. So it's like a nice reminder, you know. We'll all be singing along. Gary, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was so great to chat to you, and we cannot wait to see you and Snow Patrol live next year. Snow Patrol are going to play Virgin Media Park in Cork on Thursday the 19th of June and Belsonic in Belfast on Saturday the 21st of June 2025, and tickets to go on sale tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. Gary Lightbody, thank you so much for joining us.